Amen, amen. We are thankful for our choir and all who've played the part in bringing us now to preaching time. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 17, you'll find the verse of scripture we want to look at, but it would be almost a sin to ignore the context. You remember the Christmas story. Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem because of the tax. And while there, Mary gave birth to her son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. They didn't have room for my Lord in the inn or the hotel. Wrapped my Lord in rags or swaddling clothes. And while that was going on, there was a whole nother scene going on out in the field. There were some shepherds tending their sheep. And out the clear blue sky, some angels showed up. And they told the shepherds about the baby Jesus. And allow me to pick up now in verse 15. It says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Listen to these words. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them, but Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. That 17th verse says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. I want to talk about the shepherd's response to Christmas. The shepherd's response to Christmas. There's something about the Christmas season that urges the preacher to say something about the Christmas story. However, preaching is so much more than storytelling. Preaching at its best is about trying to get people to live by the story. And so when we put on our preaching eyes and look again at the Christmas story, two things about the shepherd catches my attention. First of all, as exciting as I'm sure the angels were, and as confirming as it may be to find the manger, the swaddling clothes as prophesied, as beautiful as Mary may have been, the shepherds had enough sense to look past all of the above and see Jesus. You know, if you're not careful, you can be so distracted by Santa Claus, decorations, gift giving and gift receiving, that you never even see Jesus. And after they saw him, second thing that caught my preaching attention was they went and shared him with those that they met along the way. I tell you, if you ever really experience him, it's going to be hard for you not to share him with those on life's journey. And so very simply today, I want to talk about we should work on experiencing and sharing Jesus. Experiencing Jesus is our first concern. They looked past all of the secondary matters and made sure that they saw, I like the term, experienced Jesus. Which then challenges us to ponder this question. In this, another Christmas season, are you experiencing Jesus? Or are you caught up with all of the gifts or lack thereof? Are you caught up with the grief, fresh wounds of grief, people who've died that you thought would be here during this Christmas season? Where's your mind at in this Christmas season? Are you more concerned about the new movies coming out or the new video games that's coming out? Is Jesus anywhere in your thinking? Thought I'd raise this because it's his birthday. Did y'all know that? Christmas is Jesus's birthday. And I'm asking you, are you seeing him? Are you experiencing him? Is he on your mind in this season? It is possible for you to be more concerned with gifts than with the gift of Jesus Christ. It is possible to be caught up in the materialism and miss the spirituality of this season. I pray that you have experienced him as your Savior. Because if he's not your Savior, you are wasting your life. You must understand that without Jesus, you are on your way to a burning hell. You will never be able to live right enough to be right with God. The best of us have sin in our life, and sin separates us from the blessings of God. But thanks be unto God, Jesus died not to cover our sin, but to pay for our sin. And now we can be saved and know we're saved because Jesus paid it all. Have you experienced him as your Savior? Now, it is not strange for people to talk about, oh, yeah, but I experienced him when I was down in Georgia. I remember I heard a voice from heaven call my name, Leroy. Time to get saved, boy. Somebody else talking about how they had a vision. They had a dream. They saw lightning playing a tic-tac number game on the bosom of the sky. And they felt some tingling in their hand, and something hit them in the top of their head, and it went down to their baby toe. And they have such a terrific testimony that you feel pressured to make up some stuff. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to make up anything. If you didn't see anything, don't say you saw anything. If you didn't hear anything, don't be making up voices. It may be in the still, quiet moment that somehow the Lord just made sense to you. You better get right with God. It may not have been any roaring lion. It may not have been anything out of the ordinary. Just in the still, quiet moment, the story you heard for years before, something on that Thursday, something on that Wednesday, something on that Tuesday, somehow this time when they said it, it hit you in a different place. It made sense to you like it had not made sense before. It is not the sensation of the testimony that saves you. It is the Jesus of the story that saves you. Have you experienced this baby boy as Savior of your life? This is coming up again. Have you experienced him not only as Savior, have you experienced him as Lord? There's a difference between him being your Savior and his being your Lord. Savior is like life insurance. You really don't want to die without it. But you can't take life insurance to Kroger's and get bread. It only is good when you die. So hold on to your salvation. You're going to need that down the road. But the question of lordship is about who's running your life right now. Who in charge? Who's in the driver's seat? Who's driving the bus of your life? When Jesus is Lord, he's in the driver's seat. When you're Lord, at best, he's in the passenger seat, if he's on the bus at all. Have you experienced him as Lord of your life? It does not matter what we say. If you want a real answer to lordship, you got to look at how we live. Because the tree can be told not by the sign on the tree, but by the fruit that it bears. When we say he is Lord and then walk around mean and hateful, he's not Lord of our life. When we claim he's Lord, but we never invite, try to bring people to church, and more importantly, to Christ, he's not Lord. When we can be blessed and not even thinking about being a blessing to somebody else, he's not Lord. When we can hear, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and you sit up there like a bump on the log. Choir sweat, mascara everywhere. And you still ain't said amen. He ain't Lord. When you don't even try to take care of your health, don't even try to take care of your wealth, he's not Lord. Because God want to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. And it's going to be hard for God to use you and you land up in a hospital bed somewhere from preventable complications. Doctor, keep on telling you, stop eating all this pork. Stop eating all this salt. Stop eating all of this sugar. And you just keep on putting spoonful and spoon. Baby, how much sugar you gonna put in one cup of coffee? You didn't even taste your food and you done shook half the bottle of salt out on your food, and then you trying to figure out why you got a headache. You got a headache because your blood pressure keep going up, and it's hard for God to get the glory out of you when you land over here sick with stuff you didn't have to be sick from if you would have been a wise steward of the temple that God has given you control over. It's hard for God to get the glory out of you when you're always begging. And you're always begging because you're not taking care of the money that you have. God does not expect you to do anything with money that you don't have. No instructions to you about what to do with money you don't have. But God has principles of what to do with the money that you do have. And the truth being told, I'm talking to some folk who are broke because you have misused the money that you did have. And it's hard for God to get the glory out of your life because you can't concentrate on being a blessing in somebody else's life while you're facing foreclosure in your own life. It's hard to talk about I'm going to bless somebody else and you walk into the bus stop because somebody came and took your car away. Why y'all looking at me like that? I'm just asking you, are you experiencing him as Lord of your life? Because when he comes in and take control, he takes control of everything. When he's Lord, he's not just Lord between 10:45 and 12:45 on Sunday. When he's Lord of everything. Are you experiencing him? Or are you distracted with Santa Claus and we and all this other stuff? I think I ought to tell you, he is available to be not only your Savior and Lord, but since I'm in the neighborhood, can I tell you he'll be a friend who will stick closer than a brother? Can I tell you that he'll be a doctor in your sick room, and he'll make a house call? It's hard to find doctors that will come around to your house anymore, but Dr. Jesus is still coming by the house to see about his own. You can experience him as wisdom. When you know you don't have enough sense to figure it out, the Lord can put thoughts on your mind that you know you can't take no credit for. And that's how you got out of a bad situation. He can give you strength that you can't take no credit for. You know, if it was up to you, you would have been done cussed them folk out. But somehow the Holy Ghost done gave you the strength to hold on to your tongue and look at you sitting up here smiling, talking about God bless you. You remember God bless you would have been the last thing on your mind. You can experience him as joy. He doesn't always change circumstances to happy circumstances, but he can give you joy in the midst of sorrowful situations. This Jesus is something else, isn't he? He can be experienced as hope that goes beyond what you can see. Time is running out on you. Family done broke down on you. Broke as can be. Pain in places you didn't even know you could have a pain. But you still got a feeling that somehow and some way the best is yet to come. Make sure you are experiencing this baby Jesus. But then I got to keep moving here. Not only should we experience him, we should make sure we are sharing Jesus. This is very simple. I don't see how in the world you can get lost. I was talking about experiencing Jesus. Now I'm talking about sharing Jesus. After the shepherds saw him, experienced him, in the very same verse, they went and spread the word about him. When you genuinely experience him, and you know you can hear about him without experiencing him, but when you experience him, it will make you want to share him. I'm almost embarrassed to look at what a great job these shepherds did and then look at what we do. Without training and without command, they went and told people about the Lord. There was no workshop on evangelism. There was no seminar on each one. They did not even have Matthew 28:19-20 at their disposal. Without training, without command, they went out and shared the goodness of the Lord. And here we are with training. Here we are with the Great Commission. And yet there are people in our family, on our jobs, and surely in our community who have never heard us invite them and try to bring them on the Lord's side. But I say to you, my sisters and my brethren, if you really have experienced him, you ought to do the very best you can to share him. More important than Christmas cards and gifts is to make sure we talk about Christ during the Christmas season. Could you imagine if it was your birthday and everybody was passing out gifts to one another and nobody brought you a gift on your birthday? Could you imagine if it was your birthday and people were talking about some of everything except you on your birthday. Well, you do know that's about what happens year after year during the Christmas season. We spend more time talking about Santa Claus than we do talking about Jesus. We spend more money at Walmart on ourselves and don't even think about giving a gift to Jesus. But I want to tell you that you ought to learn something from these shepherds. We learn from them that when you really experience him, he will make you want to go and tell somebody. But you know, it's not enough to share him with your lips. You ought to also share him with your life. You ought to live so people can see Jesus working through you. I think I ought to tell you, the more you experience him, the more you'll find yourself serving the Lord. The more you experience him, the more sensitive you become to those in need around you. The more you experience him, the more you want to minister to those with a withered hand in the Lord's house. Do you not know that there are those who can come to church, flop down in their favorite seat, and never see those in need on their same pew? There are those who can come and suck up a song or two, suck up a piece of a sermon, put $2 or $3 on the table, and never see the trials and tribulations of those around them. But I'm here to tell you, the more you experience him, the more he will move you to serve him. And the way we serve him is to respond to the needs of those around us. I heard Jesus saying in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. Can I read the word to you? The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, and he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind and to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Did you hear me? The more you experience him, the more you ought to share him through your service. Yes, I'm closing now, but I just wanted to share with you that Christmas is about so much more than Santa Claus. Christmas is about so much more than giving and give receiving. Christmas is about so much more than weeping about who died. Christmas is a time to experience Jesus as Savior, Jesus as Lord, Jesus as friend, Jesus as hope, Jesus as joy, Jesus as strength. But it's not enough just to experience him for yourself. You ought to share the good news with somebody. You might not be able to preach like Peter. You may not be able to pray like Paul. You may not be able to sing like the choir. But you ought to tell somebody. You ought to tell somebody. You ought to tell somebody. I know this Jesus. I know the Lord. I may not be able to hoop it out, but I know somebody. You might not be able to say it pretty, to say it your way. Tell somebody, I know Jesus, I know the Lord, he saved me, I know the Lord, he gives me joy in my sorrow, he gives me peace in my confusion, I know him, I know him, I know him from myself. Anybody here got a made up mind to experience and share my Jesus? Don't fool me now. Anybody here got a made up mind to experience and share my Lord? I think I ought to tell you, it's not always easy, but thanks be unto God. God will take care of his own. He may not come when you want him, but thanks be unto God. He'll always be there. Right on time, ain't God all right, ain't he all right, have you tried him, don't fool me, have you ever tried him, you know what I love about my Jesus, I don't have to wait until December to experience him, I don't have to wait until the 25th, to praise his name. I'm thankful that he's always available every month, every week, every day. I can call him. I can call him. Have you ever had to call him on a Monday? Won't he answer? Have you ever had to call him on a Tuesday? Won't he come and see about you? Of course he comes on Wednesday. There's prayer meeting and Bible study, but have you ever called him on a Thursday? Won't he come and see about you? Lord have mercy. Even on Friday, even on Saturday, he's always there. Never an answering machine, never an autoresponder, always sweet Jesus, wonderful Jesus, marvelous Jesus. Do you know him? Do you know him? Ain't he all right? Have y'all tried this baby boy? Have you heard who this is in the manger? Lord have mercy. Give me just 2 more minutes. I gotta tell you about the baby. The baby did not start in the manger. For I heard John say the baby was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was with him from the beginning. What happened in the manger? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I'm sorry to report he came to his own, and his own received him not. But thank God he didn't get discouraged. He didn't throw in the towel. The baby grew up. Yes, he did. He grew up and made blind folks see. If you don't believe me, go find Barabbas. Go find Barnabas. Barnabas will tell you, he made my blind I see. The baby in the manger grew up and made the dead rise up again. Did y'all hear the story? You can check it out with Lazarus. Lazarus will tell you, I was sleeping in my grave, but I had to tell him, hush, hush, hush up here. It sounds like somebody calling, calling my name. It sounds like Jesus. The baby in the manger, he grew up. Did y'all hear him? One Friday, they caught the baby. They stretched him out wide. They hung him up high. But that's not the end of the story. 3 days, 3 days, 3 days later, the baby, he rose, he rose with all power in his hand, soul saving power, teardrop wiping power, heartbreak fixing power, all power in his hand. But that's not the end of the story. The baby came back and dwelt among men, and then he ascended and went back see the right sign of the Father. The baby is still there. Just this morning, he was still there, mediating for you, mediating for me. The glory, glory. One of these old days, the baby is coming back again. Lord have mercy, the baby is coming back again. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Don't let them catch you with your work undone. Will you be ready? Come on, come on, come on, come on, and get right today, get right today. It might be your last time. Come on, come on, help me call it. Come on, come on, come on, come on to Jesus. Come on and meet the baby. Come on and experience him for yourself. There's so much more going on than Santa Claus. There's so much more going on than getting upset because somebody gave you a gift you don't want. There's so much more going on than worrying yourself to death, going in debt, trying to buy everybody a gift. It's Jesus's birthday. Make sure you are experiencing him. And when you experience him, you will find something within you making you want to share him with those you meet along life's journey. Would you stand? The invitation is extended. If things are not well between God and yourself, today's a marvelous day. Come on over on the Lord's side. My brother, my sister, if you know you need to be saved, if you know you need to get your business fixed with this Jesus, you ought to come today. Just step out and come right now.